From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, January 11th, and on this day in 1755, Alexander Hamilton was born.
To the mainland, get your education, don't forget from whence you came, and the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories. A Kennesaw pedestrian was killed in a collision Saturday night. A man died after being hit by a car while walking on I-75. Marjorie Taylor Greene received a warm reception at the Cobb GOP. David Perdue brings his outcast bid for the governorship to Cobb. Kennesaw State University has a lot of great arts programs this January. And finally, North Star Church to celebrate its 25th anniversary by giving back to others. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. A pedestrian was struck and killed in Kennesaw Saturday while walking along Cobb Parkway south of Mac Dobbs Road. Police have yet to release the person's name. The drivers involved in the incident remained at the scene of the collision and charges have not been filed. The incident is under investigation. Anyone who may have witnessed it or who may have other information is asked to call the police. A man was killed when he was struck by a car while walking on the northbound lanes on I-75 early Saturday morning. The man has not been identified as of Saturday afternoon, according to Marietta police, who described him as a Hispanic male, possibly in his 20s or early 30s, with a thin build. The man was walking on the interstate near its entrance from South Marietta Parkway at about 3:30 a.m. Saturday when he was hit by an Ohio man driving a 2020 Toyota Tundra pickup truck. Saturday morning, controversial U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene made a surprise appearance in Marietta before members of the Cobb GOP, who welcomed her with raucous applause. She spoke of President Joe Biden's fraudulent Electoral College votes, suggested that the FBI was a key participant in the January 6th Capitol riot, and likened masking children to protect them from the coronavirus to child abuse. Meanwhile, the Cobb Democratic Committee met at the Smyrna Community Center on Saturday. Among the candidates to give stump speeches were two Democrats who are challenging Greene in this year's election, Holly McCormick, a small business owner specializing in retirement planning and life insurance, who lives in Ringgold with her husband and two teenagers, and Wendy Davis, who lives in Rome and served 2 terms on the Rome City Commission. During once-in-a-decade redrawing of political maps this past fall, state lawmakers added to Representative Greene's rural conservative district, the southwestern corner of Cobb, an area that overwhelmingly votes for Democrats and whose residents are majority-minority. Democrats there were outraged they had been added to a district with which they have little in common and would be representative by a politician that had been synonymous with the Republican Party's rightmost fringe.
I don't care what you think, I'm just being myself.
So I guess for now,
I'll just be the outcast. I'll just be the outcast.
Politicians love to call themselves outsiders. Few claim the mantle of outcast. Making his first stop in Cobb County since announcing his run for governor, Republican and former U.S. Senator David Perdue acknowledged the eyebrows he'd raised by jumping into a primary race that, a little more than a month ago, had appeared to belong to incumbent Governor Brian Kemp. Last year, some 24 state senators, including Cobb Republicans Kay Kirkpatrick and Lindsey Tippins, signed a letter to Mr. Perdue asking him to endorse Governor Kemp rather than challenge him in this year's primary. That letter was made public in December, shortly after Perdue announced his candidacy. He attacked Governor Kemp over a year-old law that some say gives some incumbents, including the governor, a fundraising advantage in primary elections. And referring to conspiracies surrounding the 2020 presidential election, the former senator said the governor hasn't done enough to find out what went wrong and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
Dial 678-ESOG now.
Kennesaw State University will have the following arts programs in January. Dance, January 28th through the 29th at 8 p.m., will be Ghost in the Marietta Dance Theater. This concert is made possible thanks to the Palmer Connor Memorial Endowment Fund for Dance at KSU, choreographed and performed by Montreal-based company Tentacle Tribe. January 20th at 7:30 p.m. will be faculty performance, Trey Wright in the Morgan Concert Hall. Senior lecturer of jazz guitar Trey Wright performs an evening of original compositions and standards featuring Darren Stanley on drums and Billy Thornton on bass. January 22nd at 4 p.m. will be Arts KSU, Anthony McGill and the Pacifica Quartet in the Morgan Concert Hall. Clarinetist Anthony McGill is one of classical music's most recognizable figures. He serves as the principal clarinet of the New York Philharmonic. January 24th at 7:30 p.m. will be faculty performance, Sheree Kruger, cello, and Robert Henry, piano in the Morgan Concert Hall. Research events, January 25th at 7 p.m. will be Dr. Don Bacigalupi in the Stillwell Theater and Arts KSU Virtual. Dr. Bacigalupi is a visionary leader in the development and creation of major art collections and institutions in the U.S. His experience includes over 25 years of innovative museum management, collection and exhibition development, and inspired educational programming. Virtual and in-person reservations are required. North Star Church will celebrate its 25th anniversary with its services Sunday on its campus on Blue Springs Road in Kennesaw. The church will welcome back some special guests and former staff members gathering together in its Compass venue to celebrate during the 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. services. North Star Church launched on January 5th, 1997, with founding pastor Dr. Ike Reichard leading the charge along with seven full-time staff members. Today, the church remains a stone's throw from North Cobb High School, a visible reminder of its early days. In concert with its 25th anniversary, North Star is launching 25 Days of Giving, an endeavor which once again puts others at the center of its month-long celebration. Between Sunday and February 2nd, North Star Church will invest more than $120,000 to support other churches, schools, first responders, people who work in the service industry, and college students. The congregation will also participate in its own giving campaign through acts of kindness, such as sending words of encouragement to the elderly, providing gift cards to postal and sanitation workers, and recognizing difference makers in a variety of ways. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi. I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with seven offices across Metro Atlanta and two right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Be sure to add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.